Hello and welcome to The Master's Voice, the podcast series on MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend Pavan R. Chawla, and with me today is someone who's a true digital maven. MVS Murthy, Head Marketing and Digital, Tata Asset Management, fondly called MVS by his friends. MVS, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pavan, for having me on your show. It's a pleasure catching up with you once again. And I'm looking forward to all those questions you're going to be bulleting and zipping across to me. And I hope I'll be able to answer you and your listeners too.
There are no questions bulleting towards you. I must tell my listeners that MVS is one of the best digital marketing professionals that I have come across in a very long time. And as I mentioned earlier, he's a true digital maven with an illustrious two-decade career with India's top banking, insurance and broking companies in their marketing and digital spaces. And he is now the go-to person for Tata Asset Management's marketing and communication strategies. So MVS, I have caught up with you for a deep dive. You know, he's adept at handling brand communication, digital marketing and digitization of consumer experience, customer experience. I hope MVS is going to be a truly rewarding session with excellent insights from all the passion, knowledge and experience that I know you as a visionary of data-driven marketing, who focuses on three crucial areas: revenue, customers and value that you bring to the table. So, and what else is left? And I must tell my listeners also that he doesn't set too much store. MVS doesn't set too much store by the rear view mirror as he drives Tata Asset Management forward during these extremely challenging times to ever greater salience and growth. And I must begin our session, MVS, with congratulations. They are in order. I know you might not be in a position to confirm or deny, but you have actually crossed your target, achieved your targets, and in these very, very difficult times constricted by the lockdown, which has been really oppressive and has been such a long drawn nightmare. So wonderful. And how did you do this?
So one, I must tell you that I'm very passionate of the craft that I am in, and we have a fantastic team in our place of work also, and they sort of energize me and they egg me on to trying out new things, strengthening the things that we are already working on, trying to measure stuff so that we are able to also justify our efforts that we go out and put in together. That's one aspect of the entire piece. And how did we do it? So a lot of it got built much before, and if we look at it in context of COVID, it's not that we prepared for COVID. COVID happened incidentally, but the fact that we want to be able to measure marketing, the fact that we want to leverage voice, video and vernacular, the fact that we wanted to leverage technology, the fact that as a marketing team we also wanted to be responsible for creating fabulous customer experiences, all of it got built as a part of a strategy document which we created. And over the last 18 months, 24 months, we have been actually actively working on ticking each of those things that we have taken. It's been a great start. The journey is yet to get over, and there is a lot of headroom for creating growth, which is what everybody is looking for.
Wonderful. So that really was the first part of my three-parter. And I must tell my listeners that the first part is going to be the Tata Mutual Fund story and all that it has done during these difficult times. The second part will be the evolution of the industry, you know, whether it's the client agency model or other things that are evolving, and you know how important it is to demystify stuff that is difficult to understand, especially when it forms the whole core of what you're offering to customers and consumers is. And the third part, of course, is MVS being the technology catalyst that he is. I think he's happiest at the intersection of tech and strategy and content, and just creates the most wonderful engagements that empower businesses. So these are the three parts that we'll be talking about. So MVS, let's talk about first the Tata Mutual Fund story. How has Tata Mutual Fund been reaching out to its customers and channel partners, considering the outside is shut and there are not enough feet on the ground?
So one of the key principles of marketing we have applied, Pavan, is that we are taking the inside out and getting the outside in.
Right.
This got us to create probes into ecosystems of customers, of channel partners and the industry at large. It has helped us build deep connect physically and digitally, and both work in tandem.
Okay.
So while the outside is shut, we are physically off but virtually on. Be it reaching our views of our fund managers, connecting channel partners with our prop teams, or increasing reach of multiple funds, we have never had a dot day, as a matter of fact. We have not only used regular channels of outreach, but also strengthened the fledging nodes of communication and built newer ones. Okay. Just to give an indication, the Investor Education podcast run by us has seen over 3,000 listeners coming in and listening to the streams over 2 weeks of launch. So that's the kind of traction that we've been able to go out and create.
Wonderful. So you do think that podcasts are an important element for marketers?
I do think so, Pawan, because audio is something that runs in the background. So while you're working on a presentation or you're working on a document or you're trying to send the mail out, podcasts can be heard in the background. And I'm sure that you'll pick up cues of whatever information you want. So it is going to be an emerging medium, largely driven by the fact that we are constantly multitasking and less information is something that we don't want to be susceptible to.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you agree. So what's been different in TMF's, that is Tata Mutual Fund's, approach to marketing for your TGs pre and during COVID-19?
So when I look back, Pawan, in pre-COVID, we were an outdoor plus a digital marketeer. Mm-hmm. COVID-19 folded up outdoor for all of us, as a matter of fact, and it added layers to our digital outreach.
Right.
The key difference is that we have been able to add the power of fluid to our marketing efforts. And this has two aspects, continuity and consistency of flow of communication.
Right.
We are creating far more content on a daily basis and reaching deeper pockets of the country. For instance, we are doing about 4 to 5 explainer videos of an ad a day, a podcast almost every week, curating English plus regional language content for connecting with newer markets and audiences. My guesstimate is that we would be easily doing about 80 to 100 units of unique communication a month.
Wow.
And this excludes the sessions which are hosted by our fund managers. I must share that all this was not built during COVID times, but we have been building it over time, and it was not for a situation like this, but as a BAU. It's just that the foresight has helped us keep the going smooth, as a matter of fact. We are meeting less, but definitely more connected than ever before.
And the enormous fluidity of digital, you know, the medium itself. And of course, I wanted to speak a little more about this wonderful phrase that I caught, the strategy, the strength of the fluid that you've been sort of involving or including in your marketing strategy.
If you look at what's happening with us as far as consumption of media is concerned, Pawan, we are living in a world which is 24/7 live. So when you're 24/7 live, you might be looking at some information on your mobile phone. There must be something that is popping up on your tab. There must be something on your laptop.
Right.
And it is very critical for us as marketeers and as companies to ensure that we are present all the while. So you must have had one ad which you have made, and that's what is running everywhere. But consumers want variety, and you are actually fighting for their attention in the middle of what they're reading, in the middle of what they're viewing, in the middle of other communication which is coming in, and you need to keep it fluid. And the reason I call it fluid is that it is not at a point in time. You will need to create, you need to measure, and you need to scale.
Absolutely.
Because the medium is very malleable and it keeps changing, you know, all the while. So you can't sit back and say, I have put up an ad and, you know, and then I'll see what is going to happen. The measurability of the medium gives more power to marketeers to understand what's working, what's not working, and changing it. And that, coupled with 24/7, is what I'm saying Power by Fluid is all about.
Excellent. Excellent. You're listening to MVS Murthy, Head Marketing and Digital Tata Asset Management, in conversation with me, your host and friend Pawan R. Chawla, on The Master's Voice from MediaBrief.com. MVS is a true digital maven, and I am absolutely enjoying this conversation that we have planned for you. MVS, tiny break, and we'll be back.
All right, Pawan.
And we are back with me is MVS Murthy, fondly called MVS, Head Marketing and Digital Tata Asset Management. I'm sure everybody must be asking me this question. COVID-19's impact on business for TMF, you know, before COVID and now, what was it like? What is it now? The business and the engagement levels, the pitch and intensity of your marketing efforts. How long will it take for it and for things to arrive at a BAU level? I'm sure it's going to be a very new kind of a BAU.
So those investors and channel partners who have discovered the convenience of digital are going to stay with it. What has happened is that lockdown has forced us all to adopt digital, and ordering vegetables on Excel sheets sent on WhatsApp groups was the initiation into digital for a lot of people. Then came ordering staples from e-com, and as months rolled by, comfort clothing for work for home got ordered. Thus, these practice sessions, as I call them, emboldened the investors to try digital investing.
Right.
Channel partners have also demanded digital support for executing transactions now.
Right.
So for reaching out the AMC views to their customers, for being updated about their client portfolio. This has been a transformation in a blink kind of a moment across all customer segments, geographies,
right.
channel affinity, any which way that you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is absolutely no reversing of this.
Mm-hmm.
Having learned hyper-responsiveness at a snap, overcome the initial tardiness, as an industry, we have effectively become very, very agile in managing customer experiences. More investments, I think, will definitely flow in the non-physical or the contactless delivery of not just tangible products, but also of services.
Correct.
And that's where the demand is going to move. So, for example, say an advisory service can also be a contactable kind of a platform now, with people being comfortable on speaking on video, and so you don't need to particularly meet physically.
Correct.
And the industry as a whole will continue promoting low-cost, high-efficiency delivery and engagement channels. Coming to us as a company, we will definitely continue being a content factory driven by data. The factory will be powered by video, vernacular and voice, which I've spoken about earlier also. We have absolute clarity that we need to be erring on over-communication and not on under-communicating. As the mobile has become a second shadow for a lot of us now, and it doesn't depend on the light above, because it carries a light within it, making us consume information or act all the while. So we want to be a brand that is staying alive all the while.
Absolutely. And how you've demonstrated that. Amazing. And what's been the customer response to TMF in these pandemic times? I mean, it's mutual funds, and I'm sure that there's not enough money to go around, you know, investing in these difficult times. So how has that panned out for you?
Pavan, every penny that we have put in for marketing has brought us a 2x kind of a response.
Okay.
New customers, more SIPs, more purchases, more usage of channels, particularly the new channels that we have tried and put up.
Okay.
And thanks to our investment and product teams, we have put out the right funds for our investors to choose, and our marketing partners have woven some amazingly simple stories to generate manifold interest in them.
So,
if a fund is in spotlight, it is highly unlikely that marketing won't be able to generate demand for that particular product.
Sure. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yes, absolutely.
So great work done so far. How long do you think it's going to take for things to arrive at, you know, a business as usual BAU kind of level? And will there be a BAU which will be, you know, considerably different from what we've seen in the past?
My guess, Pavan, is that we will never go back to pre-COVID. You know, at best, it will be a reference point in our lifetimes.
Absolutely.
During COVID, when the outside was shut, we all grew from the inside. We made ourselves stronger for the long run. Businesses attributed directly to marketing has seen a QOQ growth. We are seeing a YOY growth across metrics of, you know, transactions, volumes, purchases, gross sales. We have grown.
Right.
This for us is the new normal. And we want to keep building a smarter machine by adding more intelligent experiences of education, of service, of sales for all our channel partners, for prospects, for our customers.
Right.
There are two innovations also which we have lined up, and we are hopeful that they will provide an additional boost for our efforts many times over. For us, BAU is business as usual, purposeful disruption to create growth and scale, and that's what we are working on. We want to disrupt the normal, and thankfully COVID is giving a lot of traction to try out new things and to leverage technology big time.
Great. So how much time now for things to come back to the usual earlier levels?
So the earlier levels have gone, we have left them far behind, because as what I'm sharing is that what we will need to set up again when things become normal are the physical channels of distribution. We might need to find new customers, because customers have also adapted to using digital. You may have situations where customers may say that, you know, it's okay if you don't meet, aap mujhe email kar do. I'm sorry, I'm using Hindi. What I meant to say is that
you
can send out an email to me, or you can do a video call, and let's manage it that way. Because I think as a citizenry, we are going to be extremely cautious about whom we meet and why do we meet and do we really want to go and meet. But that doesn't mean the life will stop.
Correct.
We will have to be careful in terms of building our own immunity and our own grids of production. Yeah. At the same time, as we do it, consumers will gravitate towards newer mediums and newer media, and that is going to be the new normal.
Right.
And companies should go out and look at these changes which are happening in the consumer space.
You're listening to MVS Murthy, Head Marketing and Digital Tata Asset Management, in conversation with me, your host and friend Pavanar Chawla, on The Master's Voice from MediaBrief.com. MVS is a true digital maven, and I am absolutely enjoying this conversation that we have planned for you. MVS, tiny break, and we'll be back.
All right, Pavan.
And we are back with me is MVS Murthy, fondly called MVS, Head Marketing and Digital Tata Asset Management. So MVS, let's go on to the second part of our three-parter here, which is the industry evolution. You know, the first thing that I really want to ask everybody that I have been speaking to on the podcast and off it is, how has the client agency model evolved so far? Has this been for the better or the worse?
One difference I see is that all the agencies are now batting to their strengths. They all have found their niches. They all know what they are very, very good at, and that is what they're showcasing to the clients. We work with six distinct partners.
TMF.
And they are like a set of happy colors on a palette.
Hmm.
The 360 beauty agency has made space for specialists.
Hmm.
Small, effective teams are the norm for the day as far as we are concerned.
Hmm.
And the relationships are deep.
Hmm.
The other aspect is, because of the ubiquity of the work that each partner does, they have also been able to connect up with multiple functions in the company. And that is a very critical part. Marketing has got democratized across the company. And this has helped every department, be it compliance, fund management, product, or even HR,
right,
understand the value that marketing brings to the company as a whole. This is not restricted to creating communication, but also understanding of technological advances, including better customer experiences. So, for example, our bot, Mr. Simple, who is there, is one such case point. And everybody in the company has a point of view about the bot. They are aware of what the bot is capable of doing, you know, and how marketing is pivoting technology, customer service, and operations to create a great customer experience. And for me as a marketeer, I think it gives me a lot of joy when I know that my colleagues can have a point of view on what we can go out and do in terms of creating a customer experience, in terms of piece of communication. They seem to be owning it. And this ownership is really what is powering the whole thing. The other important part about Mr. Simple is that it is perhaps the only bot in the country which is not overfed on FAQs. And because it is a conversational bot, it understands what you're talking, and when there are dropouts, it sort of reworks itself again.
Okay.
Now, what is interesting is that there are also purchases being made on this platform. It may be small runs, but the quick singles are as important as the big strikes which the sales team will go out and do. They'll be getting the bulk money and the heavy eating, but you need a good runner as well.
Hmm.
So it's really fantastic. You know, marketing is able to create compounded demand by going deeper in the trenches rather than just being an ATL about the land. In this case, the labyrinthine cubes are nourishing every aspect of our business.
Right.
You know, very early in my career, we started in advertising. We were told that we needed to be the most informed person in the room to earn the respect of the client.
Hmm.
And now the onus is more on us as a client to know our business so that we can get a specialist, which is the agencies, which is where the whole question began, to perform at their peak. So the client is essentially, the conductor of the orchestra, and he needs to know more than just the creative aspect or the communication aspect of business, which means that the client needs to know about tech, it needs to know about platforms, data, workflows, channel partners, needs of, and all of this has to be brought together, and customer sees a unified experience. He does not know whether this is driven by marketing or is it driven by a host of other things, but for him, it's a seamless, lovely experience that he goes through.
Right, and I think the lines have vanished between agency and client now. Like you said, while the client is the conductor of the orchestra, everybody actually plays in unison together.
Yes, absolutely. And you have a lot of the young folk who are coming into the industry, and they bring in so much of energy, so much more knowledge, so much more specialized knowledge, that every person that you meet who is a partner of yours is somebody with whom you can learn, and you can bring that input back into your business, saying that how can I use this aspect, which this Joe told me, into my business to make it better. And the other important part is that, you know, as you would be aware, technology is porous.
Absolutely.
And, you know, by porosity of the technology, you are able to also see that is there something that can pick up from another industry and bring it into my industry, and therefore increase effectiveness of not only communication, but also you can strengthen the business.
Give me some examples of such imports.
So the bot itself is an import of what's been happening in some other industries. Hmm. So, for example, if you look at some of the best bots, they are owned by the e-com platforms. Hmm. And you never know whether it is a bot conversing with you or whether it is an actual human who's conversing with you.
Okay.
So, we have brought in those learnings, and we said that we will have a conversational AI which is going to be talking to customers.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's at 93% ISAT levels, which is a measure of customer satisfaction. And when you look at the other 7% where it has gone, so 6% of the elements are which the bot has not been able to decipher. But it's okay. It's like a pet. You keep talking to it. You keep training it.
Absolutely.
It understands what you're trying to say. And there will always be dropouts because, you know, even as human beings, we mean different things when we say something and we evolve over time. The bot is also learning. There is a team which is working there.
Okay.
And a large part of the learning of the platform with intensity happens in the e-com model, because there you have a flurry of data which is, you know, going around, and a lot of customers who are talking to it.
Yeah.
So we have transposed that knowledge and you know, that creativity into the bot that we have gone and built. A classic example of how we've learned from other industries.
Right. Considering that you're dealing in financial products like mutual funds, how important is demystifying products for consumers to grab their attention and inform and educate them to, you know, try and to persist with them for adoption?
So you have asked a very, very fundamental question, and the more we demystify, the more there is need for demystification. So it's never going to get over. My guess is that banks have done their bit, and initiatives on identity, on payments, on e-commerce have all managed to ensure that a lot of us transact digitally.
Right.
Besides, the new customers coming in are anyways digital first. And from a product perspective, MF is still in the need for a deeper understanding or for learning.
Right.
So it is here that the demystification has got a key role to play, because people don't understand what mutual fund is, how do I go about investing, what are my recourses if something goes wrong.
Hmm.
And hence, there is a lot of demystification which is required.
Okay.
It is not as much about the product, but the simplification that helps the customers take a DIY kind of a position, you know, do-it-yourself kind of calls.
Hmm.
And this helps in both ways, because to have an informed conversation with a channel partner when a customer is aware, or to just go ahead and invest, it is good for the industry.
Absolutely.
And the same holds true for insurance also. I mean, simplicity generates speed for the industry as a whole. In our case, again, coming back to our mutual fund, we have moved into shorter explainer videos to increase its appeal. We dubbed the videos into regional languages. Infographics are other demystifying agents that we go out and apply. This is backed by the solid support of the ecosystem manned by our channel partners, the ease of our website, the speed of our bot, which we spoke about at length earlier.
Correct.
The effort is to pass knowledge and power of choosing to the customer.
Hmm.
A language and ease of execution will help persistent adoption is what our belief is.
Great. Absolutely. So MBS, you were talking about, you know, how your bots have been so so effective in answering questions and resolving stuff and becoming relevant and resonating with your customers who approach them with their queries through your website or whatever. And you also mentioned that the bots have actually helped generate revenue in terms of spurring buys from customers who have been conversing with them. So what is the success rate of your bots in getting people to buy some of your assets?
Pawan, I'll address all the three aspects that you've raised, and they are very important. And I'm coming from the last first, which is success rate.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, ability to manage transactions. And number three, ability to take care of service issues.
Okay.
Now, before we do that, a very, very important thing which we need to understand and which we need to consciously do is that building technology or setting it up is not enough. You need to direct traffic to use the technology. More often than not, technology is bought with a lot of fanfare. It is also implemented with a lot of gusto and hard work. We all know how difficult it is to implement technology. But if you don't drive usage, then that technology stares at you like a white elephant.
Absolutely.
And you wonder what is happening. Right?
Right.
What did we do? So, and now I'm going to answer the other way. How did we drive customer experience? We went out and told everybody in the world saying that, you know, Mr. Simple, our bot is live on our website. You can go ahead and chat with it. You can get it to respond to your service queries. You can get it to respond to your nomination requests. You can get it to respond to your account statements and integrated it in the backend with our transactional area.
Okay.
And this was told over a period of 3-4 months. So when we began with about 500 odd customers doing some sundry conversations. Today, I can tell you that it's about 6 months and we have managed to have over 100,000 individual unique customers conversing with that particular bot. And it has facilitated almost about 25,000-30,000 conversations in a month.
Wonderful.
How do you look at this? If you look at the 6 month journey, these 100,000 customers would have called up the call centers, would have perhaps got frustrated if the traffic is high, would have never come back to you. Or these are additional 100,000 customers, apart from the regulars who call the call center, who you have given a channel to come and talk. And every conversation that has been had with the consumers has helped the bot to understand and to grow its ability to converse. And we have reduced the dropout rates. So it has learned on the go, literally speaking.
Right.
And that's how it's really helped our telecalling channel, our service channels. Look at the transactions, and it's been a very short journey. We've just sort of scratched the surface. Even there, we find that a lot of the youngsters, and I suspect the people also coming from tier 2, tier 3 towns, are very comfortable having a conversation which is without a human being, which is without a voice provided. It looks smooth. It looks to be secure. And it looks to be something which is understanding. So people are placing their transactions there. So what is happening is that you're building an alternate channel, which again strengthens the business, which already has a physical channel. It's got a website. And here is an alternate channel being built. And it was not, you know, we wanted to innovate this. And I don't know if you know of many bots in the country which also manage transactions. Of course, they manage service issues, but I think that also is very poor quality. I mean, you take the top five, you know, marketers in the country and you try and ask the bot, saying that who's my relationship manager? What you're expecting is that you're expecting the name of a person and a mobile number. It'll tell you the definition of a relationship manager. That's where we go wrong. Buying technology and what is the experience that you go and create. So that's how you go out and do. And I think I've addressed your third aspect also, measurements and rate. And this is how it is building. So now, it is important for us as a team to give it more traction and allow for more and more consumers to come and use it. It is okay if we fail. We will learn. We will correct our mistakes, but we definitely want to be ready with alternate channels for transactions.
You're listening
for
to
services,
MBA Smoothie, Head Marketing and Digital Data Asset Management.
Excellent. In conversation with me, your host and friend Pavan R. Chawla on The Master's Voice from MediaBrief.com. MBS is a true digital maven, and I am absolutely enjoying this conversation that we have planned for you. MBS, tiny break, and we'll be back.
All right, Pavan.
And we are back. With me is MVS Murthy, fondly called MVS, Head Marketing and Digital Data Asset Management.
Nowadays, it's extremely important. I think it's one of the most important trends that marketers have been looking at, which is your own owned media is extremely important, right? And you, in fact, have this perhaps not as a medium, but as a channel of a customer interface. Now, do you also therefore put in a lot of resources or let's say strategy and some investment behind creating awareness for this pipeline of customer queries? I mean, do you also push the bot aggressively for awareness because it does come with an inbuilt ability to generate revenue also?
Yes. So what I am trying to do is that I'm trying to eke out some parts of my marketing budgets to promote innovations like this, because I think it'll be a folly for me to go and ask for more budgets, because we are living in strife times, and let us appreciate and acknowledge that. But having said so, if I'm able to eke out some of the budgets, you know, sort of rejig my spending matrix and give traction to these kind of things and demonstrate the fact that numbers are happening, I will end up getting more and more budgets. And the fact of the matter is that the more we try and do this with a paid push, or we start using various notes which are not paid, for example, our own social media handles, as a matter of fact, or, you know, stuff like signatures. So all of it is going to help you go out and build traction. So that is very critical. But as the captain of the team, who's looking at the communication, who's looking at digital marketing, who's looking at the bot, who's looking at, you know, using voice, video and vernacular, you need to have an eye on all of the six or seven elements that are forming the core of your marketing play, and nothing can be neglected. Everybody needs to be given that boost of energy so that it is able to demonstrate success. It may be small, but the fact that it is working for you is what is important. And when the time comes, when the markets open up, when we are a little bit more, you know, exuberant as compared to where we stand today in the history of mankind, there will definitely be traction which is going to happen. And yeah, we would have by that time, you know, fine-tuned the product so much better and created better customer experience.
Right. Absolutely. So MVS, in a growing industry like financial services, it's a huge challenge to communicate regularly with both your business to business and business to consumer audiences. And do you agree with that? And if you do, what do you do? How do you go about achieving it? You know, what is your suggested solution to the marketplace in terms of creating the balance and reaching out to both, so that, you know, Hindi mein bolte hain ek dusre ke purak hote hain dono. So, you know, how do you go about doing this?
Yeah, Pawan. So we need to be in an election campaigning mode, you know, given the fact that it's fluid, it's 24/7. And this has to happen at the beginning of every financial year. Absolutely. Now, once you take an approach of that kind, then you are every day meeting newer audiences. You're developing newer communications. You're going to newer markets. You're speaking out of the comfort of your language of choice. You're using technology to reach multiple places. At the same time, you're articulating an unchanging purpose despite the vagaries of the weather. I'm saying markets. So what is your purpose? And if markets can, you know, sort of yield into your purpose, then it doesn't work. Absolutely. And changing communications in all formats. You will meet innovators outside your comfort zone who will challenge you to move the next level and fill up the gaps. Now, when you adopt this kind of a live wire electioneering framework, your audiences see it. And you can tweak the messaging basis the recipient and how he has responded to your communication. And being a custodian of the brand, the onus is clearly on you to ensure that growth and consolidation of trust on your brand happens.
Absolutely.
So everyone will have their own ways to adapt and adopt. What works for us is 24/7 staying alive as a brand.
And a little bit of reticence and being circumspect in, you know, not going over the top. You have to be sensitive, and considering that you're in the financial space, caution is always advised.
Yes, because we're dealing with other people's money, and there is a lot of trust which is required when you're doing that.
Right. Thank you ever so much, MVS. Spending a late evening after a day at work with me on the phone, actually on the internet. We're recording on Squadcast. So to take our conversation to the third part, which is technology as the catalyst. You know, what is the role of technology in the rise for marketing? There is enormous digital performance-based marketing, and brands that are adopting it are seeing great results. So what role, scale, or place does performance-based digital marketing have in the TMF marketing plans?
So one of the critical parts which has happened over the years is that tech has become an integral part of marketing. And every marketer needs to understand tech, because she or he is going to create great customer experiences using technology. I mean, the experience is about having a chip on your watch which will enable you to make a payment. The experience is about being able to go to your favorite coffee store, and the coffee store being able to recognize you because of your retina or your fingerprint, and then you're giving him a whole customer experience. So tech has become very integral to marketing, and it has increased the reach of messaging on one hand, and on the other hand, it has also increased the relevance of landing up into an audience which we have chosen as marketers.
Right.
Okay. So we have not veered away from the full funnel marketing approach, which is your AIDA model. However, the measurability of the medium makes the skew stronger towards performance based, and the onus is on the marketing team to innovate and find a fit for the brand story to play out, given the discretionary nature of this craft, you know. Sure. We have cracked that, and honestly, it has happened after trying multiple things.
Absolutely. And a lot of youngsters especially are absolutely disdainful of brands that want to converse with them. What they need is a purely transactional relationship. I need something, I need a convenience, I need a solution or a product, give it to me and get the hell out of my face. I mean, that seems to be the attitude here today. So, you know, engagements are fine, but engagements that lead to customer acquisition perhaps are far more rewarding than anything else. So there is the awareness and there is the whole deal of customer acquisition. And one of the top five trends that digital marketers enunciated in a major survey of 3,000 plus marketers that Hootsuite had conducted for 2019 was that in the past, as a digital marketer, I used to be satisfied if I would use social media purely for awareness. 85, 95, 100% awareness, I'm happy. But today, there is a huge demand for using social media for customer acquisition too. So what is your ideal mix, or is it different? In the beginning, it's awareness and then it sort of evolves into customer acquisition. How do you approach this when you say there is a new product that needs awareness and there are different audiences, including perhaps the younger one today, which is now more savings conscious due to COVID? So how do you go about prioritizing your expectations from social media, your objectives?
So for me, Pravan, I don't break the medium furthermore. For me, it's either I'm digital or I'm physical. In the digital space, there is your web, there is your search engine optimization, there is your social media, there is your performance-based campaigns that you go out and run. But the advantage you have in case of your social media platform is like you're playing the game on your home turf. And it allows you a lot of play, a lot of liberty to go out and get followers, to change content, to improvise on the content, to bring in new measures and metrics. All of that is possible because you're not paying particularly for the media itself. One of the larger expenses is going to be audiences. And if you have got the trick of content right, then it doesn't matter whether you are on your social media or your digital media, a good word will spread. I mean, let me give an example of this video, Rasode Mein Kaun Tha, you know. I don't think he has gone and done a SEO optimization of that particular video, or, you know, he has gone and put it up on some display kind of an advertising or whatever, but it's pure content. And last I heard from it was from a 12-year-old who came and said, Papa, look at this video. Now, how did it reach him? I mean, he's not on internet at all. But that is the power that you have. And therefore, some of the platforms which are native to you, which you use, give you more liberty to play around. The other ones which you pay for also give you reach. But the critical part is that get your content right and then just spread the word, whether it is physical or whether it is digital.
So across different kinds of platforms and the various formats and kinds of content that you use, your objective, is it awareness now? Is it customer acquisition now?
I don't differentiate it because, again, I see it as a fluid piece, that awareness needs to lead to customer acquisition. And for that to happen, you have to create a seamless engine for the consumer to go out and buy. So, for example, let's go back to our bot where there is awareness of content. So if you go and log on to our website now and you ask the bot about a retirement fund, you will become aware. But at the end of the conversation, you also have an opportunity to transact then and there. So you have created a single window for both of the aspects to play out. Your communication now needs to bring in people with absolute knowledge that when people come in, they can not only know about your product or the brand, they can also go out and make
you're
a purchase.
You're listening to NVS Mostly Head like Marketing and Digital Talent Asset Management in conversation with me, your host and friend Pavanar Chawla, on The Master's Voice from MediaBrief.com. NVS is a true digital maven, and I am absolutely enjoying this conversation that we have planned for you. NVS, tiny break, and we'll be back.
All right, Pavan.
And we are back with me is MVS Murthy, fondly called MVS, Head Marketing and Digital Data Asset Management. So MVS, what is the role of technology in the rise of marketing you know, there is enormous digital performance-based marketing and brands are adopting it and seeing great results after adopting performance-based marketing. So what role, scale, place does performance-based digital marketing have in the TMF marketing plans?
Technology for me, Pavan, is integral to marketing. It has helped me increase reach of the message on the one hand, and on the other hand, it has ensured that there is relevance by landing up to an audience who we have chosen, or audiences who like to know about products like what we go on market. So we haven't veered away from the full funnel marketing approach. However, the measurability of the medium makes the skew stronger towards performance-based digital marketing, right? The onus is on the marketing team to innovate and find a fit for the brand story to play out, given the fact that, you know, marketing budgets are discretionary and you need to manage all of it with whatever you have. And in our case, every aspect of marketing is measurable. So with audiences moving digital, the mobile phone is the watering hole where all the platforms and formats of communication are getting access now.
Wonderful. So MVS, what about the use of tech in the communications side of things, the comms effort?
Pavan, on the communication front, we have been amongst the earliest adopters of voice. Okay. And we have created India's first and unique audio drama format for investor education.
Okay.
It's called as Ishq Bhi Risk Bhi. We have enabled over 4,000 channel partners with social media presence on Facebook.
Okay.
Their daily dose of everything we do as a fund house lands up through a service called as TMF Post, which is integrated with Telegram. And you know, there was an NFO which we had, which was the Quant Fund NFO. It was a unique experience, for we had to dispel notions of artificial versus human intelligence. That fund is powered by AIML, and we had to create a whole story around how artificial and human intelligence are coming together to create a better experience for the customers.
Wow.
This NFO was a runaway hit with early adopters of anything tech, you know. And the retail participation, particularly from tier 2, tier 3 towns, was higher than previous NFOs.
Wow.
So clearly, from the customer end, the customer is evolving, he understands technology, they are doing a lot of stuff on tech platforms, and hence it is imperative for us as marketeers to keep weaving tech into our customer experience as well as communication, which I had explained to you earlier. And tech clearly has helped us get closer to our customers.
Wonderful. So tech has really enabled you to get closer to your customers. What are your plans? What are your programs for the next phase of marketing at TMF?
So we will continue to focus on the three V's, which we call video, voice and vernacular. I see ourselves doing a lot more content. The content will also split up into regional languages, because that's where the opportunity lies. We see ourselves building alternate channels for our customers, for our channel partners, not only for surveys but also for sales, the bot being one of them. We are already live on WhatsApp. So there is a WhatsApp e-commerce platform on which we went live, and 11 of our funds are listed there. So you can know about our funds, you can query about them, and you can also go ahead and invest. It is backed by the eKYC module. So that's the other alternate platform which is going to go live. So there is a lot of action happening on both sides. One is building strong content, which communicates all the new things that we are going on doing, and a lot of work in leveraging technology to create additional channels for the business to grow.
Great. And what's the number for this WhatsApp connection?
So you must store the number under the name of Mr. Simple. He's a bot, and he can be reached on 704-574-8282. I repeat, 704-574-8282. And 8282, you would have fathomed by now, stands for TATA.
So you're listening to MVS Murthy, Head Marketing and Digital Data Asset Management.
Wonderful.
In conversation with me, your host and friend Pavan R. Chawla, on The Master's Voice from MediaBrief.com. MVS is a true digital maven, and I am absolutely enjoying this conversation that we have planned for you. MVS, tiny break, and we'll be back.
All right, Pavan.
And we are back. With me is MVS Murthy, fondly called MVS, Head Marketing and Digital Data Asset Management.
I I wonder if I should ask you this, because in fact, a lot of what you told me has answered this question, but that perhaps came from the perspective of TMF. But, you know, if I were to ask you as a young thought leader in the space, in what areas and how is the overall role and impact, potential and current impact of marketing increasing?
It's a very interesting question you asked me, Pawan. And, you know, different sectors and different companies will view this very differently depending on the evolution of their own business.
Sure.
And the approach of their core team. For us at Tata Mutual Fund, it's been a very exciting time. Work on the communication aspects. We are responsible for customer experience. Our sales colleagues wish marketing to replicate the digital experiences for our channel partners, including those who have digital models themselves. So they want to better those digital models for the channel partners. Our fund managers seek the help of marketing team to get their word across to newer mediums like podcasts. Thus, we are the nudge for every team to move their metrics and their experiences. And thanks to the framework laid out by Prateek Bobe, our MD and CEO, marketing is directly attributed with business generated through traditional digital platforms as well as those coming from new channels like the bots which I mentioned to you. So as a team, we are very clear that when everyone has a metric to look forward to, there is so much more purpose in the box. Ultimately, when the investor smiles on the efforts of enthusiastic minds across the board, everybody benefits and we are creating a great use case for marketing. So marketing is no longer just restricted to communication, but it is definitely in our case driving a large part of the business that is being generated month on month.
Wonderful. Is there anything else that I haven't asked you, MVS, that you'd like to add? Because I think we've had a wonderful session and I'm sure that a lot of professionals will really take a lot of actionable insights, some wonderful nuggets here. So anything else that I haven't asked you want to add?
So Pawan, what I want to share with all of my listeners is that personally, I have come the long winding way where we were measuring marketing in a different way. And as you see now, there are enough and more case studies and case points out in the market where people are asking for accountability for marketing. And for me particularly, I have got into a slot where marketing is absolutely measurable, it is transparent, it is accountable, all of that is happening. So I would encourage all of us who are practitioners of this craft, some of them who are doing it, may just feel this as a small reminder, those of us who are not, could possibly work on it, is that you definitely need to know what is the business metric that you are trying to influence for the company. Is number one, that's where it begins. And where it ends is the efficiency of execution. If you have got these two parameters, what are you going to influence and how soon will you execute it seamlessly, then you have cracked the code not only for marketing but for any part of the business. And that is very, 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 very critical. And unlike times of yore where you were still trying to find out how to do it, there is enough and more material out there, enough and more case studies of brands, enough and more case studies from CMOs across the globe who are directly responsible for influencing numbers. So I think that's where the focus should be, and everything else is incidental. We are all responsible to ensuring that our top line grows and so does our bottom line.
Absolutely. Really well said. And I'm sure that this is really going to be a not cut and keep, but save and keep and share with all the teams of various CMOs and company promoters, everyone who's into digital marketing, trying to make a living, trying to remain afloat in these terrible times, and hopefully like you, meeting their targets before the due dates. So that has been MVS Murthy. MVS, thank you very, very much indeed for being on MediaBrief.com's podcast series, The Master's Voice. We are accessible to 95%+ of podcast listeners across the world. Last, we've been added onto JioSaavn and also onto the Amazon Audible platforms. So any thoughts on our conversation? Any messages for MediaBrief.com?
Pawan, I think you guys are doing a fantastic job. I really appreciate the fact that you have a listeners base which is worldwide, so diverse, you're across all platforms. So in many ways, you are also ensuring that your brand, which is Media Brief, is reaching out to a lot of people, to a lot of marketing enthusiasts. And I must share that the diversity of content, which is what you bring to the table, is what gets me hooked on to Media Brief. I'd like to wish you and the team a fantastic future and great times ahead.
Thank you very much indeed, MVS. MVS Murthy, ladies and gentlemen, my dear friends, Head Marketing and Digital, Tata Asset Management, has been our guest, our expert on this wonderful chat. Extremely insightful for me, and I'm sure there have been a lot of actionable, insightful nuggets that everybody else can take from this true digital maven, MVS, this man with an illustrious two-decade career with India's top banking, insurance and broking companies in their marketing and digital spaces. I sincerely hope that you enjoyed this conversation. I loved it. And I think the focus on the three crucial growth areas, revenue, customers and value, and taking tech and then adding it to marketing and then expanding the role of marketing from just awareness to customer acquisition, retention and providing great holistic services. Amazing. Thank you very much, MVS. And thank you for tuning in. Till we come back again, this is your host and friend Pavanar Chawla saying thank you for listening. Stay safe. Bye-bye.